Lion in markti qibradooda iyo in sidaan sheegay in waxay mareen tobar oo jaamacadda St. Thomas and cilmi baaris ayay xataa waxay ka qoreen arintaaneytun sidaasaan ayaka aan ku bartay marka mar dhow ayaan ku soo dhaweynayso waxaan ka bilaabayaa Salma. Salma, kusoo dhawa barnaamijka.
Thank you so much, Amira, for inviting me and Yusra. Barasho wanaagsan kuligiina.
So marka Salma, and so dadka waxaan rabaa dhageystayaal inaa idin sheego Salma and Yusra waddankan ayay ku koreen. In Somali way yaqaanaan xoogaa yar laakiin waxa laga yaabaa badanaa in English ay ku dardaraan laakiin ana idin sharxi doono. So marka Salma, I want you to talk about your background. Maha samaysa and maha soo samaysa and wax yar taas ka hadal.
So hadda waxa ahay arday University of Minnesota ga dhigta and waxa baranayaa pre-dental inshallah. The plan is to go to dental school and then long term inshallah to have a dental clinic. Mm-hmm. I've worked with in Delaneyaha o Minneapolis Drogo with issues surrounding self-esteem and gabdaha and se iskus jacladan jirkoda and how to build that and to make them stronger women in the community.
Inta in high school adigatay and also fiican ku caawiyay St. Thomas University hata aaday ka hadal.
Yeah, so Amir waxa isku barana St. Thomas University program mira 360 journalism and wuxuu aha like a little camp oo lagu barto and wax qoraalka and warqada ka qornay ku saabsan skin bleaching practices and Amir waxa waa public health advocate so either and way dine oo cutsana in caawiso warqadeena and that's how we learned Amira and that's how we started to get involved with skin bleaching and really became educated about the issue and like the health impacts and the sociological impacts and the psychology like the psychological impacts that skin bleaching
because issue then has multiple facts and in order for us to completely eradicate we have to address multiple ways so marka waxaan rabaa hadda in aad ka hadashid Salma since a youth tahay and youth badan aad taqaanid aad la soo dhaqantay marka you know marka soo koreysay high school kaada now you're in college second year college ayaa third year college ku jirta sorry and marka waxaan rabaa in aad ka hadashid what are the things a youth can experience karenayaan in terms of identity and self image.
Yes, so the youth in the Somali youth especially in America during this time we're trying to figure out identity kana but also at the same time trying to figure out life and just like the struggles of life and so when you have that intersection you have problems can arise because you're dealing with trying to figure yourself out but then also dealing with everybody else like telling you the way that you should be and the way that you should move in the world and so the problem is that throughout that a lot of Somali youth forget who they are and they stop like you know like and that's why you have skin bleaching that's why you have ilmo or gangs join grayo
yeah so that's a good point marka dhahdid ay ka dhan way isnaan could you say more because of their internalized mia dadka waxay ku dhahayaan
and so like when marka is garanayn qofka tahay wax kasta like the everything else that everyone is saying around you you just kind of internalize it and that's why it's very important for youth to have a strong sense of self it's very important for you to know who you are in order for you
hello
assalamu
alaykum wa alaykum assalam kusoo dhawaa barnaamijka in su'aal ma qabtaa mise in waxa ka dhimanaysa fikradda
su'aal aan qaba in waxaan ka soo aya Carmel mall I have a business product ya kalisina gara and marka waxaan jeclaan lahaa in arti maadaama products can look at everywhere, America look at makeup can a and the world must run. And how about in a Kadishin cigar abayo, she should the abayo and weed and abayo halabon hajina mukta or kadaran for the gada kalishin.
And
marka makalika waxyaalaha dibaatada keenay oo waliba society ga nad ku batay ee shishada aad ugu batay la wada cabaayo waxa laga yahay waxa idinka abtiin oo ana cabo oo society ga aad iyo aad u dhibaateenayo marka makashitas
aan aad ayaad u mahadsan tahay maanta barnaamijkeena wuxuu ku saabsan yahay in Somali youth and maaragtay identity ga iyo skin lighting practices ee marka aad ayay u baahan tahay maanta barnaamijka intaas ayuu ku saabsan yahay marka in Selma and marka waxa ka hadlaysay waxaan rabaa inaan ogaado waxa ma aragtay a youth experience greenayo a internalized greenayan maxaa kamid ah examples maxaa kamid ah waxa seetan
so waxa jirto issues of like and so that's why I think it's very important for there to be like a place in the community for ilmaha in a school bartan where they learn about their culture, where they get to like have places, safe places in the community where you're uplifted and you're told that you're beautiful, you know? And I think that it's very important to like go back and talk about the skin bleaching issue and how it is a self-esteem issue, you know, and like if you are using these products, the clearly there is a problem with your self-esteem because hada jirka la tashahay hada isku kulsoon tahay saw aktahay then maxay isku bedelaysa, you know, ilaahi jirkan wuxuu ku siiyay for a reason and
but like yeah so Selma but also and society ay qof ku qasbay sometimes so yes was self-esteem issue like it's issue that everybody believes you should be qaf'at you know
yeah and that's the problem
and that's a problem and people internalize and as the return qofki wuxuu develop gareenaya identity issue and self-esteem so marka in terms of society what do you see maaragtay in the community oo ku qasbaya dadka in ay isticmaalaan skin lighting just what are the examples
so some examples would just be like even like ereyasha isticmaalno you know just or like marka qof sif macaan u like u yareesid you'd be like oh ma like adde you know like salma adde and that's a problem because it's like jikigu madaw yahay and you know like if you say salma madaw why
yeah so that's an excellent point why madaw is I or a taboo to call somebody as if like yes why is that salma like as somebody ma aragtay oo wadankaani tun ku koray you know like I don't even know somali waliga ma tagtay salma
No, like in Kenya.
Yeah. So, like, as somebody or into kukore, like, adan and mado makalat taqanid because, like, because what am I jokta both a the gain here, you know? So why will people do that? Marakte. So, it's something that's so much embedded in the culture,
yeah,
right?
It's yeah, it's very, very internalized. And, yeah, like, even the terminology, even the words that we use have been changed.
Yeah.
And so, you know that this is very, very deeply ingrained.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, that's the problem and that's what we should change, you know? And I mean, it's not a bad thing to... I mean, just... change the words that you use so that you can change your mentality about the issue.
Weren't, so when you were in high school, some of the examples of identity crisis or self-image issue, whether it's you or even other youth,
yes,
so that they display, you know, like, because when there's self-esteem issue, in anybody you will see maraktay that's impacting them, so
yeah, so like even markayara, you know, like out of like arab jacal am habirteeda waxay ku dhahday oo habir macaanay jirkaada ma madowo ma madowdid wasakh waaye you know so like kareem iyo shampoo iyo waxaas ku soo gadaa from China
yeah
it's good daqdid
okay
and she said you know jirkaada ma fool ximtid and marka kareem kan isticmaashid mashallah wa nuraysa and that was like that was one of the first times that I saw my skin as an issue you know just like thinking oh you know like the color of my skin ani like jirke go saqwaye and you know like ani didn't like was I wasn't like comfortable with the skin that I was in anymore because of the fact that like I had people in my life telling me that jirkada
yeah
you know is not beautiful as it is
yeah
because why else would she tell me waxa ku sagada isku bedishid
exactly huh
you know and so like you know like and the fact that these products are everywhere and it's so easily accessible just like the man who called right now you know it's like right across the street
yeah
you know and so like we have these products here and like people are using them and it all goes back to this deeper like issue that
and,
we promote
and even maragtay I want in ogaadaan dadka hatta gadaayo ayaka hatta wax ma aragtay ee dibaato ahaan ee dadka u geysanayaan uma gadaayaan but the society-gi a demand-ki hay u yahay so marka ayakina waxay isdhahayaan business ka sameeya laakiin you know as bin aadan kulligeen waan baran karnaa sida ay tahay inaan mindful ka noqono dadka waxaan ka gadeeno dadka caafimaadkooda aan ka fikirno maxay tahay these ma aragtay products chemicals ayaa ku jira like mercury mercury dadka waa inay aad u fahmaan waa wax ma aragtay dadka caafimaad darada u geysanayaan qofka individualka oo mercury exposed ku noqonaya qofka kaliya kuma ekaanayso ilmaha ay dhali doonaan we're talking about generations to come ayaa waxay gene makeup-kooda bedelmaayo so imagine ilma dhan oo generation dhan ma aragtay oo ayaka dhan ku soo baxayo yeelanayo all of them neurological issues yeelanayo so waa wax ma aragtay u baahan it's a public health issue why so qof kasto xataa qofki business sameynayo qof kasto oo community member ah qof kasto responsibility ka saaran saacadda why are we here saddexdeena we're here in aan dadka fahansiina wixii aan ka fahannay waxaan inay wax xun yihiin right
of course
in aan ma aragtay badbaadino dadkii early on you know so basically dadka inay fahmaan waaye and whether you are community member or business owner in responsibility ee ka saaranta diinteena ayaa islaamka ah ayaa sheegaysaba binaa'aadanka wax dhib u keenay in aadan sameynin
That's true.
Yeah, meaning wax kasto ay hatta jirkooda ay marinayaan oo dib u keenayaan hatta in aad ina ka ilaalisid.
Right.
Hadii aad ka gadeysid hatta aad raadsatid wax aan ma aragtay caafimaadkooda dib u keenaynin. So sawax dadka dhan wada sameynayo. So markay and Yusra wax yar aan ma aragtay goodbye so markay Yusra aan ku soo dhawaa barnaamijka and no shake background card what do you do
thank you so much Amira for inviting me to this damaan waan salaamay magacaygu waa Yusra and I'm a student but I am taking a semester off as Amira did say me and Salma did work on a piece of writing on skin bleaching at St. Thomas one summer and that really like wax badan ban like you know research samayne and we used one of Amira's researches to help us write this and we had great intel on you know how bad this could be like not even just only emotionally you know like mentally but even physically you know and yeah but
yeah thank you Yusra aad ayaa u mahadsantahay and Yusra adiga hatta not only here you have seen dadka back home what they're experiencing in Africa
absolutely
you just came back from Jigjiga and Kenya you know what aragtay all of that so throughout the radio, I want to hear your perspectives both here mm-hmm. and there. But right now, I would like to ask you to talk about identity crisis at Ko'arakte youth in experience Karenayan. Your own perspective based on your observation.
Yeah, identity crisis as far
or self as image. Yeah,
self image. Yeah, I yeah. feel like for it's more for like the women.
Yeah,
like majority, it's the women that are struggling, not really like the men. I mean, no offense, but it's like they mm-hmm. might have something to do with this, you know. But majority, it's hurting women. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, as far as like identity, it's like they see all these magazines, they see these TV, you know, everybody on TV, they see even in like the Somali community, it's like, you know what I mean? Like regardless of the situation, it's like done.
Yeah, I mean like, yeah, so that's why we yeah. need to redefine the whole beauty.
Yeah, it's like we really need to like erase it completely and like eradicate it, as you said, and just get rid of it.
Yeah.
So we can like say, hey, you know, no matter what you are, you know, mashallah, you're still beautiful, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But like yeah, living in the States, it's like even like in the American society, like mm-hmm. you see that too, you see it both ways, and you're like kind of like in between two different cultures. You're in the Somali culture and, you know, like the American culture, and they're both attacking you from, you know, both sides, yeah. telling you, you know, white is where it's at, white is beauty, you know, simple as that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like that really can like mess with you like in the long term, even like when you're young, especially Murkisa Al-Gudahai, for example, a 16-year-old hearing that, mm-hmm. it's pretty young, you know?
Yeah.
And like hearing that type of things, it's gonna affect your self-esteem, how you see yourself in the mirror, how you carry yourself in this world, you know, like mm-hmm. it affects a lot of things, being told that you're not pretty, because let's be honest, muqal kana, and you know, like that's what we look at every time, like how we look, mm-hmm. how we like see ourselves, you know, like that's what's most important for anybody, you know what yeah. I mean?
Appearance so is what
appearance, people yeah, muqal, you know what I mean? Like how you look or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're not like good with that, and if you're not like proud of who you are and how you look, then it's gonna affect everything else in your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Slowly but surely, it's really gonna just, you yeah, know, like have other effects.
That's a good point. The ripple effect of ma'aragtay waxa ka bilaabanay identity crisis ka, that ma'aragtay later on life ka multiple things u qofki uusan dulqaad u yeelnaynin oo nolofshoodana impact greenness maxaa yeelay confidence dhan ayaa ka tagay. Say more of that, Yusra.
I mean, yeah, you know, like our confidence and our like is what motivates us, you know what I mean? If you're confident in yourself, you know, mm-hmm. it motivates you. Like usually if you know, if it's beauty is what matters, you know, for women, you know what I mean? Like you gotta be the baddest in the town, you know? So
yeah
and it's like majority of Somali men, you know, mm-hmm. so to say, I mean, mm-hmm. it's usually like the beauty that matters for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
what type of beauty that matters to them based like on your observation? Is looking at from youth perspective.
Youth, I mean, as far as like the Somali, I'm not going to lie.
Because to me, right now, what I see is that generation ke an kamid ahay generation ke iga weyn aadu impact gres, and now I'm seeing it's impacting the younger ones, mm-hmm. and that really worries me.
Yeah, it's actually scary. It's like how it could be passed down to down generations and stuff, and the fact that, you know, usually I hear Delaneta that they're saying, oh, you know, what do you prefer, a light skin or a dark skin, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks it's just a preference, but it's something deeper than that, you know what I mean? What makes a light skin 10 times more attractive for you than a dark skin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Simple question.
Yeah, why? Have you ever asked why?
No, honestly, because I don't understand the situation. It's like, how can even come to that? Like, you know, dark skin, light skin, what do you prefer? Like, because
you're not so Samia, you're not equipped to even question that.
Yeah, because it baffles me that they would even have that as like a preference, like, you know, light skin, dark skin, not even, hey, you know, you know, is she, I don't know, tall, short, I don't know, like something else other than skin color, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, how do you value individuals
other than skin color? Like, I feel like there's so much, like, even, you know, being in America, forgotten, you know, like, this, like, they have this whole stigma, you know, against, like, you know, dark-skinned women, you know, like, they're angry, they're vicious, they're this, you know, like, in the American culture itself, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, you had the Somali culture where it's just, like, plain old ugly to them, you know? Like, yeah, it's literally as simple as that. It's like, you know, like, she's only going to be cute when she's light-skinned.
So, market madhow associates with wahun kasta, right?
Majority of the time in the Somali community.
Yeah, and now, kawaran adigo ma aragti youth perspective ka hadlayo, and that you see that in youth, isn't it? Like, what do you think of that? And how can we actually change that?
I mean, changing is going to be a hard thing. Like, it's something so normalized.
Yeah.
And so deep-rooted into the, you know, the community and like the kids and everything, and so it's gonna be hard. I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be really, really hard, but you know,
but we will try.
We will try. Yeah, you know, we have to try, you know. What I mean, this is
so my in, and what's your perspective about what Yusra had to add on how men associates with women in terms of identity, self-image, and skin color.
Yeah, just like the point that she made about how like men prefer lighter skinned women. You're seen as like marriage material.
Yeah,
you know, more so if you have lighter skin. And like when we were doing our project, we've come across like your research, and like women were saying, you know, like, I want to make my skin lighter, so I am more marriage material, so I can get married.
Yeah,
you know, and that's truly like a very, very, very big problem.
Yeah, your own perspective. What are the things in laga firiyo in bini adanka in terms of beauty, other than just looking at black and white, like love color?
There's so much, like, human beings are so multifaceted, and you're beautiful in many ways. You can be beautiful with your character and your personality and your education and like the way you carry yourself, you know, is it's so much more deeper than the exterior, and especially something that you literally have no control over. You know, your skin color. You were literally born with dark skin, you know, like you cannot do something about that, and that is the problem, because women are trying to do something about that because of the pressure that they feel from society. You know, like the pressure to feel like, I want to get married and I want to have a family, and I want to be seen as beautiful. And so when you feel all of this pressure and you have all of this internal battles going on because of the fact that you don't feel beautiful, what do? You turn to a solution that is harmful for you. You know,
and that's a really good point, because that's what's forcing them in a istimalan, and those even that are selling, because we are in demand, you know. So that's why we're not blaming anybody.
Yeah,
we're here in an fahansina dadka in waxa la joojiyo, you know. So marka, how do we Salma, how do we redefine beauty? Because
we have to completely get rid of this simplistic view of beauty. You know, like, it's black and white. It is so much more deeper than that. We have to start teaching people to love themselves regardless of how they look. You know, because Ilahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created you, and he created you in your most perfect form. You know, and like, you should be very content with how you look. And what we should be working on is, how can we love ourselves? How can we be better human beings? How can we help our communities? How can we leave a mark on this world?
Yeah.
You know?
And that mark is not in ma aragtay is cadaysid oh bedeshid who you are, because that's the core of legacy,
right? And like, it's so important for you to feel beautiful in order for you to feel confident, because that's going to impact everything you do in life. Mm-hmm. The amount of confidence that you have in yourself, can I be able to do this? Mm-hmm. You know, am I capable? Mm-hmm. You have to believe in yourself. You have to see yourself as worthy. Mm-hmm. You have to value your beauty. You have to value the way you look. And then from there, you are able to do things that are productive and like do things for the community and for other people. Mm-hmm. But like, how can you not love yourself and then try to like do things for other people? You know, you have to start within. You have to deal with all of your internal battles. You have to become at peace with the way that you are and love yourself, and then from there, you know, inshallah ta'ala, like everything else will become easier for you.
So that's really great, thank you. How will people deal with internally, like how will they deal with their selves then? Like, what are the things that you could share with them that that helped you to deal with some of that?
So some things that you can truly work on is finding people in your life that either look like you or are in the same age group as you, who are also kind of struggling with the same thing, and then bond over that and allow help each other grow. You know, like I feel like a support system is so important. You know, like having people in your circle who tell you and constantly remind you of your beauty and your worth is very important. And like, I feel like that kind of contributed to my growth. Like always feeling like you're not alone. You know, and I think that sometimes, like in America, like we feel alienated because like we're dealing with this Somali American battle, and then, you know, like there's not a lot of people around us who can help us
go through that.
And so like we have to deal with these issues by ourselves. But then like it's important for you to seek out mentors. It's important for you to seek out people that you look up to, who you admire, you know. And honestly, you're that for me and Yusra.
That's sweet. Thank you.
You're like, you like just finding a person that you can look up to, and from there, like you feel empowered with their image, and you see yourself in them, and then from like, you know, and then afterwards, like it helps build you up.
Thank you. Like, especially you being like older than us too, like 10 times older. It's like, it's like you're not like the regular, like, you know, like people that are older than you, like elders that, you know, they don't think like you usually, you know. They always have that little, you know, like colorism views and stuff, you know. But it's really, you know, it's a nice thing. It really is.
Thank you, both Yusra and Selma. So Yusra, I would like to hear your perspective about redefining beauty. What are the things that we can do to redefine beauty?
I mean, honestly, same as Selma said, like honestly, just, you know, finding that support group for yourself, you know, and, you know, you even, you know, passing it on to your youngest siblings or people that you love too, you know, like, you know, trying to talk about it more often, you know. Don't just shy away from it, you know, because this is something that's going to affect you too, you know. So it's like having more openly conversations, you know, very open-minded conversations about like the ideology, why it exists, you know, like how we can change it, you know, and like just reminding each other that wallahi, alhamdulillah, we're at least, you know, waqir khabna, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just alhamdulillah, you know, like just
already that very religious anahai, but we should also think about this and be mindful about deen ten in every aspect, not every aspect only the aspects that we prefer.
Of course, 100%.
Yeah, so dhegeystayaal and barnaamijkeena maanta wuxuu ku saabsan yahay dhibaatooyinka is-cadaynta iyo sida ay u saameyneyso dhalinyarada Soomaalida. Barnaamijka waxaa maanta marti noogu ah Yusra Cabdi and Salma Ali oo ah young ama aragtay youth Soomaali ah oo dhalinyaro ah oo inta ku koray and school ka dhigteen now college ku jiraan oo ma aragtay rabaan dadkooda in ay caawiyaan. So marka haddii aad su-aalo qabtaan ama barnaamijka ka qayb qaadanaysaan, telefoonka waxaa waaye 612-353-5596 and waxaan idin sheegi lahaa markaa soo wactiin qasab ma ahan inaa magaciina sheegtiin. Barnaamijkan waxaa loogu talagalay qof dadka in ay u hadlaan ma aragtay ma aragtay wax dhibaya naftooda ama saameynaya marka qasab ma aha qofka magaciisa inuu sheego waa meesha aan our kaneetu waa very safe space qofka wuxuu rawo ma aragtay oo arintan ku saabsan oo ma aragtay fikradiisa uu ka dhiiban karo so marka and intana aadin break waxaan rabay and Yusra in aan wax yar ka hadashid maadaama hadda Africa ka soo noqotay and ma aragtay skin lining practices ka uu yahay highly prevalent in Africa and what are the things I saw aragtay and how do people communicate about ma aragtay colorism
it is very like in your face it's very like in your face well yeah. They will tell you straight up you know so while then you know mashallah they have no nahris whatsoever you know what I mean they will tell you how it is like no sugarcoat nothing so
very direct
very direct and so when I went to you know Jigjiga and like you know Nairobi there were different types of situations where like you know it would just come up in conversation like oh you know you're a girl from like the States you know how come you never land yourself and I've gotten that so many times it's like oh adiga adon wareen kee ma day mis aday sid miya wa maxay ma sha Allah midka miska jalaatay and I'm just like no yeah. I'm just like why would I lighten myself you know like I'm just I'm fine the way
Did
I am.
Did you ask them why a Kuwaitina?
Literally, no, I really didn't because even if I did, I feel like they wouldn't really have a logical explanation. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because it's just part of the culture and it's given that in Adahai.
Yeah. Western. It's like, it's a given.
Huh.
And yeah, there was a family member of mine, the first time I've seen her, like, after, like, 10 years, you know, she literally, like, the first thing that came out of her mouth was, oh, my God, Allah mahal madhu that te so dang ye hai. And I'm just like, thank you.
Yeah, well, I think, yes, compliment.
I mean, of course, 100%. But, like, Ayala, like, she didn't mean it as a compliment. Like, she was like, damn, you got dark type of thing, you know?
See, that says even hata ma aragtay other ma aragtay ethnicities in an house udigno. Just because of waha aminsanahay in ma aragtay an kasarayno one and two, madama ama aragtay cadaanti aan aaminsana qofka in cadaanta qofka uu qurxan yahay so basically waxa lagu label gareynayaa dadka kale u maleeyaan in ay kaliitaan ama ay ka fulxun yihiin
yeah
so marka maxaad dareentay like it Honestly, did that impact you or like
I'm not gonna lie it did like after a minute like because I was living with her for like a couple weeks and like every day like my name was not Yusra for her it was Sudan you know what I mean so after a couple of times like at first it was like ha 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 you know and then after a couple times I'm just like damn can you just stop already like it's kind of getting annoying you know what I mean it was very irritating I'm not gonna lie and it's just like I understand I'm dark you know everybody in my family is dark we've always been dark and it's just like they love saying this thing like you know especially my family back home they're like oh my god when you guys were young you guys were so light skinned you guys were this I don't know they just have something just in their mind I don't know they just create something that made us darker I don't know what
yeah so just like Selma earlier waxay dhahaysay oo loo arko skinka in uu yahay and wasaq and ma aragtay it's maybe it similar really, that yeah, slightly. Maybe inta imaatay and skinka the and we so much about all
of this and it's always like orfaba kamuqdo wad madowati like dibanay ku hayso tokale like what is the problem
so mado so like we were saying earlier mado associates with everything in the book often
yeah I mean Whether across a lot of cultures like you know what I mean not just only
Somali, so
of course you know
yeah maybe as, you know like Africans Asians all of that
Yeah, even like yeah, a lot of places will lie. And especially I feel like Somali people just do it just overdo it a little bit, just a little teensy tiny bit, you know?
And like we were saying earlier, this is not something that they just thought about and doing it. This is so much part of their culture and this is what they know, you know? Yeah. And so that's the thing, that we need to break that cycle, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. how do we stop that? Like I was saying earlier, mm-hmm. generation kids that are older than me have experienced and yeah. are experiencing still.
Yeah.
My generation are experiencing, uh-huh. your generation are experiencing. Yeah. So when will this end?
Yeah, I feel like it needs to stop soon. It needs to stop now.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like my younger siblings, they're about to go to Kenya right now. They're about to go to Nairobi.
Yeah.
I see my family members, you know, the same people that were calling me so then.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, how is that going to affect them?
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to think afterwards? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I've always tried my best to always tell my siblings, you know, you're perfect the way you are. Mm-hmm. Mashallah, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's going to be really hard when they see people that are 10 times older than them telling them this. And it's like, oh, this might be the truth then, mm-hmm. you know, if maybe my darkness is not all, you know, perfect, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like they might take that, interpret it into another thing, you know, like mm-hmm. especially when they're hearing it from elders, you know, elders' words, like they mean something. They have yeah. values, you know? So it's like when you hear from them, it's like.
And these kids are looking up to them. Yeah. You know, like just, you know, like Salma was saying, huh?
So it's like even at young ages, I feel like they're not even safe, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, so. You know, start young, you know, you got to tell them, you know, stay strong. Mm-hmm. People will tell you this, people will tell you that, but you know, what only matters is what you think of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's excellent point. Yeah. So in dagestial in wax yar kadib waan ku soo noqonayna hadii aad su'aalo qabtaan ama barnaamij ka qayb qaadanaysan Yusra and Salma aad su'aalo qabtaan oo maaragtay barnaamijkeena maanta wuxuu ku saabsan yahay is-cadeynta iyo sida uu impact greenness ama uu saameynayso dhalinyarada Soomaalida. Marka telefoonka waxaa waaye 612-353-5596 612-353-5596 waan ku soo noqon doonaa.
Hello.
dhegeystayaal waa in islaam waa aniga Amira Adawi barnaamijkeena Beauty and Wellness Talk oo sabti kasta idiin soo daayo. Maanta barnaamijka uu ku saabsan iscadeynta ama daaweynka iscadeynta la isticmaalayo dhibaatada ay u keento dhalinyarada iyo maaragtay markay noqoto self-imagekooda siday maaragtay wadankan ay joogaan iyo dadka maaragtay Soomaalida si ay ma aragtay ay isku fahmi la yihiin ayaan ka hadlayna waxaa barnaamijka maanta marti noogu ah Yusra Abdi and Salma Ali oo ma aragtay dhalinyaro ah oo degan ee inta ku soo koray marka in hadii aad su'aalo qabtaan barnaamijka ama fikradina ka dhiibanaysaan telefoonka waxa waa 612-353-5596 612-353-5596 and Yusra and Salma and waxaan rabay in aan idin weydiiyo maadaama gabagabo aan barnaamijkeena aan ku jirno and hadayta aad ayaa labadiina ugu soo celceliseen safe space for you, a space that ma aragtay a naftooda ku express karayaan and ma aragtay to help with their identity and self esteem issue. Tell me more about what do you think of safe space?
It's very important for a lot of different reasons. Like number one being that you can have people to confide in and tell you that what you're feeling and the way you think is okay because it's real, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And being able to tell this person wholeheartedly like how this has affected you and them not judging you for it and not telling you like, hey, maybe that is true, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, having a large, like not only one or two people, like a couple people, you know, like mm-hmm. so you don't feel isolated or like weirded out for like feeling the way that you feel, because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of girls that are battling with like self-esteem and like mm-hmm. it's mainly with like the way they look, mm-hmm. you know, and basically having
arkaan naftooda soo egihiin dadkii wixii ay ku dhahayaan maanta dhan ay aaminayn naftooda ka aaminayn,
so like having people telling them, you know, what they say is mm-hmm. not what matters, you mm-hmm. know, like it's all about what you think about yourself, mm-hmm. And they can just, you know, uplift you, tell mm-hmm. you, you know, the way you are is just perfect, mm-hmm. you know.
I agree. Well, I think that it's
Salma, so yeah, what's your perspective?
I think it's important for you to surround yourself, or at least seek to surround yourself with people mm-hmm. who uplift you and people who constantly remind you mm-hmm. that you're perfect just the way you are. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for especially like the young Somali girls mm-hmm. to have these sort of role models or to have these sort of mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. yeah, so and Salma and Yusra, since we're co-creating a youth cohort, what do you think some of the things that will be included? I mean, do you want to share some of the things that we're thinking to include mm-hmm. that maybe youth who are yes. listening to us now that can participate in the coming yes. cohort that we're going to create?
Yes. So yeah. we're thinking about creating a safe space
mm-hmm.
for young Somali girls to come where they can sort of meet role models that they could potentially have, like professionals that yeah. are Somali American, mm-hmm. People who remind them of them mm-hmm. who are doing good and that they can see themselves in, mm-hmm. Thinking about, like, we're thinking about having, you know, activities where we focus on trying mm-hmm. to help you build your self-esteem mm-hmm. from within.
So marka dadkana dhageysanayo hadii aad youth la shaqeeyaan ama at youth dashan idinka hata in nala soo xariira and into the barnaamijka dhamaanin and contact the information kana ayan idin wadaageyna iyo maaragtay and Facebook Beautiful project ayad nagala soo xariiri kartaan cohort ka waxaan bilaabeyna in this fall inshallah. And hadda we're in the planning stage and so recruitment diga ko very soon ayan and bilawina inshallah. So like Yusra and Salma said, we have to start somewhere. Wa in an ma aragtay u create gareyna dadka and safe space oo ma aragtay ay ka hadli karaan sida hadda Yusra and Salma ay dhahayaan. Mentoring always was issue so Mia and
yeah,
aniga buu like aniga mm-hmm. in markaan ma aragtay luckily waxaan ku fakaday family oo aad educated u hay dhaleen, you know, hooyaday ayaa markasta waxbarashadeeda la socotay direction scene, so I was so lucky. But dadka kale oo ma aragta aniga ila ekay oo same age group I had oo ana gradka ila dhiganaaye, ma aysan haysanin.
Yeah, there's like a lack of mentors within for Somali youth, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're not really surrounded with people who maybe have seeked a higher education simply because they were escaping a war, you know? And so like, it's just not a luxury that we have. And so being able to provide that for young Somali, you know, kids, youth, could be very integral in helping them decide what they want to do in life and giving them some sort of direction.
Yeah. Like the role of elders in the youth, like their lives, is important. It holds a lot of value. Like it will actually like impact the way they think, because if they see their elders that have been the same thing, you know, been through the same thing as them, they start to like kind of see themselves in them, you know? So it's a starting point there, you know, when you start to see people that are older than you that think the same way that you do, it's like, okay, they understand. You know?
Thank you, Yusra and Selma. And since ma aragtay joogno the end of show gena, what are the maragtay few words dadka la wadaagi kartiin oo ku saabsan how ay tahay dadka in ay naftooda happy ku noqdaan, la joojiyo, and midab kala bedelayo, you know, is cadeenta?
Honestly, just, you know, be true to yourself. You know, you are who you are. Lugumba bedele anytime soon. You know, so you gotta just be okay with it and find a way to just love it, you know.
Well, I'm finding ways to love yourself outside of this exterior, you know, like image, you know, like stop focusing so much on what other people see and start focusing on how you feel about yourself and how you see yourself is very important. And just trying to build your confidence within, you know, because wallahi, it's an internal battle.
And, you know, it's a work in progress.
And that my heart goes out to women who feel this way, because I can only imagine, you know. And so like, just try to like find yourself and to find yourself and then love yourself.
Oh, that's cute. Thank
that's
you.
Really good.
Thanks, Yusra and Selma. Barnaamijka aad maanta nagala qayb qaadateen aad ayay u mahadsantihiin. And dhageystayaal, idinkana waa mahadsantihiin maadaama aad maaragta nagala soo qayb qaadateen barnaamijka too. Selma and Yusra, maanta uguma dambeyso, they will be back again to share maaragtay some of their knowledge good and their experience, because they are the few youth in Hisono statekan who are maaragtay educated but also active. And so we need to encourage youthka in a more contribution ku sameeyaan to their maaragtay friends and other youth that they're associated with. So marka dhageystayaal, aad umahadsantihiin. Haddii aad su'aalo qabtaan ama maaragtay aad barnaamijyadeena soo socda aad rabtaan in aad codsi dhiibataan oo wax kale rabtaan aan ka hadalno, waxaad nagala soo xiriiri kartiin Facebook page-keenu at Beautywell Project, at Beautywell Project, ama Facebook page-keega Amira Adawe ay igala soo xiriiri kartiin, ama those of you oo Twitter ku jiro at Beautywell Twitter, ama at Adawe, at A Adawe, Amira Adawe, haddii aad Google gareysaan, xataa Twitter page-kayga way igala soo xiriiri kartaan. Marka waa inoo iyo sabtiga dambe labada galabnimo. Waad mahadsantihiin.